Benson Garden Club. Our club's April talk was all things soil, and the last of this season before we restart in October. The speaker, Ray Broughton, trained at RHS Wisley and has been teaching a wide range of horticultural subjects for over two decades. He is one of the club's most popular speakers for the wealth of knowledge and advice that he manages to cram into each talk. Again, he did not disappoint. Starting with addressing manganese and iron deficiencies in alkaline soil, he explained that you should use liquid feed on the plant itself rather than the soil. However, since leaves are only 10% efficient at absorbing the nutrients, you need to apply the liquid feed at least four times before it will make a difference. When it comes to potatoes, to avoid slugs or wireworm, he advised planting them just 1 inch below the soil surface and covering them with a thick layer of organic barley straw. You then water them with feed once a week, and because you are fermenting the straw, the heat produced will deter the slugs and wireworm. The potatoes will grow through the straw and there is no need to earth them up, and they are much easier to harvest. Ray also talked about plants dying in containers. He explained that it may not be the soil that is the problem, but the pot itself. Apparently many plants die by drowning, and if you have a flat-bottomed pot flush to the ground, which results in the roots sitting in water, this is likely to happen. A raised pot is therefore advisable. Another problem for which soil is often blamed is seeds failing to germinate. He pointed out that some seeds, such as poppies, may actually take several years to germinate, so nothing to do with the soil. He recommended soaking seeds in white wine vinegar for 30 minutes, then drying them off. This then breaks the dormancy, leading to germination. Finally, for those in the audience that had not heard Ray's top tip for cleaning secateurs and hedge trimmers, cover them in tomato ketchup for 2 days, they wondered what the bottle of brown sauce, also pictured on his slide, was for. He wryly commented that it was a reminder that red sauce is for tools, brown sauce for the kitchen. We will restart our talks in October. From May to September, it's the club's season for being out and about visiting gardens, and details are available on our website. Further information about the club and how to join as a member can also be found there, or please feel free to email bensongardeningclub@gmail.com. Benson Garden Club's annual plant sale. To get this season's planting off to a flying start, on Saturday the 17th of May, we will have our annual plant sale at Bob's Corner, High Street, Benson, from 9 a.m. to midday. This sale is always very popular and there'll be a wide selection of plants available, together with advice on how to grow them. And that's written by Liz Harrison.